It's Friday, the 17th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. City of Windhoek CEO Moses Machai says the vacuum in the city council has left critical decisions in limbo. Windhoek has failed to elect a mayor on two occasions since December. Here's Machai.
In many times, of course, for us, we would have a lot of backlogs of things that we would have actually, you know, taken to council. Reports that needs to be approved, action plans that needs to be viewed and be implemented. At the same time, some of these issues would then stand pending if a decision is not taken, because there's not much that we can do because that power lies with the governance structure.
For the full story and more news-related content, tune in to News on One on One Africa TV or follow us on our social media platforms. Civil servants elected to Parliament but still holding on to their government jobs will now have to repay the salaries they earned since December.
Yes, Donata. In a letter dated 16 January, Secretary to Cabinet, that's George Simata, had instructed all the executive directors and all the regional officers to enforce the compliance with the Amendment Electoral Act. The Act states that all the civil servants elected to the National Assembly must resign from their positions as soon as the election results are announced. The election results of 2024 National Assembly elections were declared on 3rd December. That means the affected civil servants have been illegally occupying their positions for over a month now. And Valde Matthews, reporting for Future Media News, Windhoek.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has met with ministers and business leaders to reaffirm the government business partnership's commitment to achieving their shared ambition of growing the economy. Ramaphosa says the focus for this year is on accelerating reforms and operational improvements in the areas of energy, transport and logistics, crime and corruption, and youth employment. Remaining on the continent, Rwanda has made its first oil discovery with confirmation of 13 reservoirs in Lake Kivu, which makes up part of its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. CEO of Rwanda Mines Petroleum and Gas Board, Francis Kamanzi, says 13 exploratory wells had confirmed the presence of oil. And Israel says a Gaza ceasefire has now been agreed upon and will go to the country's security cabinet and government for approval. The U.S. says it still expects the agreement to begin on Sunday. Founder and CEO of SKT Welfare, Asif Hussein, says charities like his are ready to go.
We have trucks lined up near the Jordanian border ready to go in. Only last week we had volunteers go over from the U.K. who packed food parcels. Some six trucks are waiting on the border for our aid to be going in, and we've been doing this quite regularly, so we cautiously welcome the news and we hope that this is going to be something that's lasting and eventually going to bring some peace and some really needed respite for the people of Gaza who've endured so many horrors over the last 14 months.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.